This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 292 for Thursday, March 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are stronger on Thursday as contracts hit new highs due to tight supplies, but those gains have since lost about half of their strength. The May canola contract is up $15 at $782.30 per ton. The July contract is up $12 at $704.30 per ton. And new crop November is up $5.30 at $615.90. A trader says that while old crop canola is becoming extraordinarily expensive, new crop canola remains dirt cheap. He also notes that crush margins have collapsed this week, losing more than $50 per ton. The spike in canola is getting support from sharp gains in Chicago soy oil, as well as moderate to strong increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is lower at 78.97 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.17. The United States Department of Agriculture released its weekly export sales report for the week ending February 25th. Wheat sales amount to more than 219,000 tons of old crop and 23,500 tons of new crop. Corn export sales are nearly 116,000 tons of old crop, along with nearly 39,000 tons of new crop. The USDA says soybean export sales are 334,000 tons of old crop, plus more than 199,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal sales exceed 187,000 tons, and soy oil is at 5,500 tons. The USDA is scheduled to release its next supply and demand report on Tuesday. Expectations are for ending stocks for soybeans, corn, and wheat to remain the same or be trimmed a little. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The May contract is up 3 cents at 14.10.5 per bushel. May soy oil is up more than 9 tenths of a cent at 50.71 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $2.20 at 416.60 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Thursday, with the May contract down 3 cents at 532.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract up 4.5 cents at 370.5. Wheat futures are mixed on Thursday. Chicago May is down a nickel at 651. Kansas City May is also down a nickel at 621. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is up a penny at 644. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, March 4th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.